been asking filmmakers about the movies they never get tired of watching, including this one from the writer-director of The Brothers McMullen.
See that cloud?
This is Ed Burns. I'm a writer, director, actor, and the film that I've seen a million times is Tender Mercies. It stars Robert Duvall as a alcoholic country singer, Max Sledge. It was written by Horton Foote and directed by Bruce Beresford. There are so many things about the film the first time I saw it that just made me immediately fall in love with it. The thing that I've always been attracted to are quiet stories. I mean, I love films that are not plot-driven. I like small character studies.
What are you doing down here?
Thinking.
About what?
Things.
Good things or bad things?
Some of both.
It takes a look at Robert Duvall's character and his road towards redemption as he gives up booze and tries to get a second chance in life, a second chance as not only a singer-songwriter, a second chance at love and marriage with Tess Harper, and a second chance at fatherhood.
I have a daughter.
You do?
She's 7 or 8 years older than your boy.
Would you all stop talking? I can't get to sleep.
There's a subplot where we meet an 18-year-old Ellen Barkin, who plays the daughter that he had no relationship with.
Do you recognize me?
Yes, I do.
Probably my favorite scene in the film involves Robert Duvall and Ellen Barkin's character. They have a very awkward conversation.
You know, you haven't spoken my name once since I've been here. Don't you know my name?
And as she's leaving the room, she asks Duvall if he remembers a lullaby that he used to sing to her when she would go to bed.
I think it went something about on the wings of a snow-white dove.
And Duvall says no, he has no recollection of that lullaby.
I don't remember that. I don't.
And Barkin's a little disappointed, and she walks out, and she gets into the car and takes off. And then Duvall turns away from camera, walks to the window. It's a beautiful, gorgeous shot. And he then sings that lullaby to himself.
To the waters that day he was baptized in the usual way.
It is, for me, hands down, the most heartbreaking moment in cinema. I've watched it hundreds of times, and it's a big part of why I wanted to make movies. I mean, I still get chills even when I describe the scene, but I remember what it was like to sit there alone, you know, watching this VHS tape on a 18-inch color TV, and what happened on that small screen, it was the kind of emotional reaction that I only hope that one day I can sort of evoke out of an audience.
Baby, you're the only dream I've ever had.
That's Ed Burns talking about the movie that he could watch a million times, Tender Mercies. Burns wrote, directed, and stars in the new film, The Fitzgerald Family Christmas, which opens in theaters December the 7th.
And if you just hold the ladder, baby, I'll climb.